Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
The moment that I thought about when the World Series ended and Walker Buehler struck out Alex Verdugo, the moment I was thinking about while I was sleeping, the moment I was thinking about this morning as I put on my skeleton costume was Aaron Judge. And I know that there's a lot of things that happened last night, very indicative of the Yankees' failures, but we spent, Tiki, the last month talking about his offense and getting big hits, and he did that yesterday. He had a two-run home run in the first inning. He got on base four times. He got on base eight of his last 11 plate appearances. But maybe it's just me. You tell me, bro. That drop pop-up in the fifth inning, above anything else, is the play that still sticks with me 14 hours after the debacle at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, you expect your stars, your captains, your relied upon veterans to be perfect in moments where they need to be. It's one of those you can count on me situations. It doesn't matter what I've done previously. It doesn't matter the failures that have preceded. It doesn't matter the successes that have preceded. It is when the moment comes for me to make the play that I'm expected to make, I'm going to make it and go above and beyond. And let's face it, Aaron Judge failed in that moment. And it's going to live with him. Trust me, we don't have to sit here and scream and yell and get upset like everybody is. Aaron Judge is worse than that to himself, right? It is weighing more heavily on Aaron Judge's mind than it will on any of ours. That is a certainty, especially because he knows what's expected of him. And I can't help but think that that first inning home run that he hit, the two-run home run, it was like, Aaron Judge is back, finally, right? This Yankee, they're going to destroy the Dodgers because the captain is back. It gave him a sense of relief that he relaxed in. And I can't help but think about that, because all of a sudden, for 2 weeks, all we've been talking about, all he's been hearing, all he's probably been thinking about is how he hasn't been performing. And so he finally does it. Like, it finally comes through. And you just take, you can't help it. You sigh. You're like, oh, okay, I'm good. And 4 innings later, 5 innings later, we know what happened. And it ended up costing the Yankees the World Series.
And you know what else, Tiki? So Judge hits that home run, and you're right. It's not just him taking a big, deep breath. I think it's everybody.
Yeah.
It's everybody at Yankee Stadium saying, all right, our captain is back. But there was another moment in this game that's also seared in my brain, and I guarantee most people forgot about it. But trust me, it makes sense. In the fourth inning, with the Yankees up in this game 5-0, and everybody thinking we're going to Los Angeles, Freddie Freeman, that man, came to the plate. And with a runner on first and nobody out, he drove one to left center field. And Aaron Judge, I'm not exaggerating, made a Willie Mays-like play. He made an incredible leaping catch in center field. I heard what John Sterling said. John Sterling did a little soliloquy, and I'm not ripping him. He represented all of us. He said, you guys don't think he could play center field? This guy's played a brilliant center field all year. Sean and I even said it. We're like, my God, I don't know if he gets enough credit for how brilliant he's been defensively. And who could have known? And that's why baseball, I love the sport. It is a cruel freaking sport.
Right.
Let me tell you, and I know this from experience as a fan. Yankee fans certainly know it from last night. How cruel is it, Teak, that Aaron Judge not only hits the home run you talked about, he makes this incredible leaping catch in the fourth inning that we're probably talking more about if the game goes the way we thought. And then an inning later, he's doing something he didn't do all year. There was not a moment this season where Aaron Judge dropped a routine fly ball. He didn't make an error all season. And so it doesn't make sense.
No, it
doesn't. And you're right. Like, we don't have to yell at him about it. He knows it. But it's like, it boggles the mind that that play, and I know it's not the only one. We'll get to everything that is seared in the brains of Yankee fans. But to me, that's the most shocking one that occurred, and it really opened up that inning.
Well, it's most shocking because not only was the error, you know, eye-opening, but he could have recovered from it.
Yes.
Right? And he tried to stretch it for a double. He could have gotten him out, and it could have been, all right, no harm, no foul here. Yet that still didn't go the right way. And, you know, we're not in studio today, so Sean, lean back so everybody on Zoom can see your shirt. That's exactly what it is. That's baseball, Susan. Sometimes it happens in baseball, and it's inexplicable. And it doesn't make sense that a guy who is so elite at center field like Aaron Judge would make that error and then not recover it as well.
Yes.
And then not too soon after, Gerrit Cole forgets that he's got to cover first base, or he thinks that Anthony Rizzo is going to sprint over there and make the out himself, and everything just snowballs from then on out, and the Dodgers become the Dodgers. The Dodgers do what great teams do. They take advantage of teams that are going to be they're going to be little league baseball. And so I give the Dodgers credit, but at the same time, I can't help but feel for and understand the relaxation that Aaron Judge had just because he was back. And when you get back, you got to start, you got to keep rising. And he didn't.
We talked a lot about his legacy and how much that was on the line in this World Series. I don't know if that catch is ever going to be something that Yankee fans are just going to be able to move on from.
No, because it was home. Evan, it was home. Thousands of people in the stadium saw it. Millions of people watching at home saw it. The inning was the inning.
Oh.
Like the Dodgers had gone buck wild 2 innings later, maybe we wouldn't think about it as much. But it was that inning. It happened at the beginning of that inning, and that's the one where they came back and made it a ball game again. So it's not going to be forgotten unless he erases it with a championship.
Well, you know, and
I hate to like put the bar way up there for Aaron Judge. As great as he is, you're not forgetting this unless he erases it with a championship.
And that's very tough to talk about today because you can't do that for 365 days.
Of course.
But you're right, and I think the best example of that is the 2003 into four Red Sox. They lost a brutal seventh game to the New York Yankees. They collapsed. They had an awful inning, maybe not the same way defensively. And the only way in the city of Boston they were able to erase that was 1 year later, they came back, and they won the World Series. And I think that's a daunting task for Aaron Judge and for Gerrit Cole and for Aaron Boone if he gets that opportunity. More on that later. But that was one of those games. You know, I said to you 2 weeks ago when the Mets season ended, I said, I'm sad. That was the emotion I had on a Monday at 2 o'clock. I wasn't even angry. I was very sad. I think the Yankee fan today is not sad. They're pissed.
Yeah.
They're pissed. They're pissed that that game at 5-0 in the fifth inning with their ace on the mound was in the bag. They're pissed that their all-star center fielder dropped the pop-up, that their shortstop made a miscue, that their ace didn't cover first base, that the inning got away from them. And then they took a lead and blew it again. I think today is very different than what I experienced a week and a half ago, which is like this sadness. I think the Yankee fan is pissed. And I think a part of why they're pissed, Teak, is all year long, as we know, this is a long-ass season. It felt like these kinds of miscues were the things that kept Yankee fans up at night. And it all came back to haunt them in one inning. And not just that, the clutch hitting. Like, they didn't get a big hit. They got a few early, and then they went away. They finished the game 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position, and it felt like all the issues we talked about with a 94-win team, but nevertheless issues, it feels like they all came back in one night in the last 5 innings to haunt the Yankees and end their season.
Yeah, it was. And honestly, we shouldn't be surprised. I know we're frustrated and we're upset and some people are pissed off and want to scream, but this is who this Yankees team is. Very, very good, but also flawed. And we saw it. We saw it in the Guardians series. We saw it in the Royals series. The Guardians and the Royals just aren't good enough to take advantage of those miscues. But the LA Dodgers and their $500 million payroll, they are. And they did. And you got to give them credit. But at the same time, you look at this Yankee team, and as good as they were, they're not good enough. Right? At the end of the day, if you're going to make little league mistakes like that, you aren't good enough to win a championship. And it's hard to accept that, but it's the reality. And it's what you have to swallow. And the question I have for the Yankees and the team and the organization and Cashman and Boone is, do you realize that? right? Mm. Are you accepting of that? Or are you going to give us this stupid small talk? Well, we were three games away from winning a World Series, or, you know, the circumstances of baseball, sometimes a better team. No, you weren't good enough. You didn't play good enough consistently. Accept that, right? We know it. The Dodgers know it. Every media pundit knows it. If you can't accept it, you're never going to get better. It's like you're putting your hands over your eyes and saying, we're fine. We're beautiful, right? I'm not even looking at myself, but I know I'm beautiful. That's what the Yankees have been doing for too long. And until they acknowledge their flaws, you can't fix them. If you don't think you're flawed, you're never going to fix it.
No, you're right. Go ahead, Sean, because I sat next to Sean, by the way, and let me just say this before he continues. He's me at a baseball game. I mean, he's the same freaking person. The negativity, then the excitement, then the negativity, then the I hate baseball, I hate being a sports fan. I literally had the honor, that's the wrong word. I had the horror of having to sit next to myself during a World Series game.
I'm still not over it. I wanted to be over today, and I'm not over it. And just to couch, first of all, let's check Judge off real quick. I don't want to feel this way towards Aaron Judge. I have so much love for showing up to the ballpark every single day. I get a chance to over the summer and watching Aaron Judge hit a home run. But the fact of the matter remains, if you want to forgive him for making his first error of the season and dropping that fly ball, well, guess what? That fly ball is not paramount. If Aaron Judge could figure out how to hit a baseball in the first three games of the series, and then maybe the Yankees had another win in their pocket, and last night was an elimination. So that does factor in, and that does matter. And I want him to get back to World Series, but boy, oh boy, if he doesn't, he could take the 62 home runs right to Cooperstown, and that's great. He's going to be remembered for that drop pop-up. But you know what? Yesterday and the last 3 days, when we have the privilege of sitting out there at Yankee Stadium hours before anybody's in the building and watching little by little the players trickle on the field, from Michael Kopech and his dumb bare feet walking around the outfield to when Giancarlo Stanton is hitting bombs in the batting cage by himself, and then DJ LeMahieu for some reason is up practicing bunting. You know what I didn't see over the course of 3 days? Anybody practice a damn baseball drill? It's the World Series. You are four losses, then three losses, then two losses, then eventually one loss away from elimination. When was the last time this team, filled with base running mistakes, filled with fielding errors, filled with any of that, actually got drilled hard by their baseball manager from a baseball family bloodline on the fundamentals? Was it March 24th and that was it? How could this team look so unprepared versus the best team in the world, the Dodgers, with the same damn mistakes we've seen since the freaking Baltimore Orioles the day before the All-Star break? It's the World Series. You cannot embarrass yourself like that, and that was embarrassing.
Yeah, you know, Tiki, you said it earlier, and it's kind of true, and I know it's easy after the fact to say it, but we really shouldn't be surprised, because all those mistakes we saw all year, maybe not specifically the same ones, maybe not Aaron Judge specifically dropping a pop-up, but mistakes. You mentioned that Baltimore game. Like, there were a lot of games during the regular season where it was mistakes that cost them. And here's the thing that would keep me up at night. And I swear I can relate to you on this, because as I was sitting in a lot of traffic leaving that place last night, I thought, you know, selfishly about what I've experienced as a fan. And I got to tell you, that World Series you guys just played, it was the same thing as 2015 for the Mets.
Yep.
You gave away game one, you gave away game one, and you gave away game five. And while you lost in five, and history will say 4-1, and people will be jackasses and say you lost in five, you know better if you watched it.
Yeah.
You know better that you should have won game one. You know better that...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
You should have won game five. Now, that doesn't mean the Yankees go to L.A. and win, just like it never meant that my team was going to Kansas City in 2015 and winning. We don't know the future. But your mistakes gave away that chance. And yeah. So that's the thing that's very tough to live with.
Glaber in game one. We focused on Nestor coming in that game. What about Glaber? Lackadaisical. Mm. We saw that crap all year. By the way, good riddance in free agency. Thanks for tearing the cover off the ball in the playoffs. And oh, by the way, one more mistake. Because something that was the theme that we backed off on, because I'm a pathetic idiot shill for my team, and I gave Boone the pass for this. The last out of the game, when all they need to do is figure out a way to get to the top of the order, there he was again, Alex Verdugo, looking clueless versus Walker Buehler. Where was Jason Dominguez when we were told, in September, we'll see what happens. That move also, that, and I know Verdugo played great defense, and I patted on the back 24 hours ago, came back to bite the Yankees in the ass too. Aaron Boone's loyalty to his guys, and he's crying and boo-hoo-hoo, and after the game, you want to hear a boo-hoo-hoo? Me sitting 4 hours of traffic to get home, because he defended his guys to the bitter end, and there's something said for that as a man. I don't care. As a manager, he was too loyal to his players, laid off the fundamentals, and Aaron Boone's horrible fingerprints are all over the reason that I'm sitting here after a five-game loss in the World Series, and every other Yankee fan is getting laughed at as Snickers get shoved in their mouth today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.